Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. What's up, guys? We're in one of the most overwhelming moments in modern history, aren't we? If you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, you're asking, how do I even move forward with the pressure that's going on in the world around us? I don't think I've ever seen this in history, in modern history at least, to have this kind of pressure. If you're in your 50s and 60s, you might be asking, why am I still fighting battles that I thought it would be over by now? I mean, some of you have to be thinking, like, is this battle still going on? And it could be a battle at home. It could be a battle, you know, with your finances. It could be a battle with some addiction or something that's going on in your life. And I'm telling you, God is saying something. And the spirit of this age is being challenged by God's spirit of wisdom. We're not just surviving. You're going to step into a miraculous turnaround powered by divine strategy. So this is what this episode's about, of Exploring the Prophetic. I am Sean Bowles, and today I want to share a prophetic message I believe is going to cut through maybe the chaos and remind you of a powerful truth that you're not fighting alone. God has wisdom that the world doesn't understand. He's not just giving peace. He's giving plans. So before we get there, make sure to subscribe, hit notifications on our YouTube channel, Facebook, if you're watching on Twitter or anywhere else, follow us there, Twitter X, I should say. And then also, if you're listening to this on podcast, if you could hit the subscribe button and also review us and tell us what you're thinking, that's going to help other people get involved with our podcast itself. This is a Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you, Charisma, for being part of our network of releasing these podcasts each and every week. And this is a message that's supposed to bring you hope and inspire you. And we're a nonprofit at bowlesministries.com. So if you're liking this message, consider sowing into the prophetic message today by going to bowlesministries.com and click on give. Well, right now, no matter what your age is, we're all swimming in a storm of all kinds of things, like bad headlines and political outrage and emotional burnout, financial pressure like there never has been, social media comparison, and identity confusion for sure. And even spiritual leaders are feeling a lot in moral failure. So there's a lot of battle happening, and it's touching everything. Some of you are experiencing it in your career or your calling or lawsuits or relationships or even your sense of purpose. But here's the good news. I mean, this is reality. Like, I've never talked to so many believers before who are going through so much of a battle. And the good news is, number one, God's not overwhelmed. And number two, he's releasing divine insight to shift your story. And here's the reality. God's going to win a lot of battles at the same time. He's already won the war, but a lot of the battles are going to win at the same time. We're going to see a tidal wave of Christianity where people are going to have stories and testimonies of what God's done in their lives. And Isaiah 11 verse 2 talks about the spirit that rested on Jesus. It's the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel. It keeps going through. There's about seven terms. And that same spirit is available to you right now. And 1 Corinthians 2, 7 says, "No, the wisdom we speak about is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden." And there's sometimes that God's wisdom is hidden, that he hides it on purpose as you're going through something and you're growing connection and you're growing in faith. You're growing in that muscle of grit and perseverance. And God isn't playing catch up, though. He's unveiling secrets in real time and at the right time, which is huge. I love this scripture in 2 Samuel 17. It says David was in danger and the bad man's plan to destroy him was solid. But God raised up another voice, Hushai, because of divine wisdom, David's life was saved and his purpose protected. So I want to tell you a story for Sheree and I, my wife and I. We had gotten to this real estate project. We've always done a little bit of business on the side, and then we've done ministry as well. And we were doing our business project that was completely separate from the ministry project, but there was the one element where it was like a house with a compound on it that we could rent out for office space and for studio space and stuff. And so we were developing this, but it was like completely dilapidated. This thing was like wrecked in Studio City. And every system was broken, like whether it be the air conditioning and the plumbing. And I mean, everything was broken. We didn't realize that. So when we pulled the string, everything was messed up. So we were praying into it, because when we bought it, it was a deal that was too good to be true, because it was kind of a mess. And it really was too good to be true in a lot of ways, because we had to do so much. We were just going to replace the stairway in the house and something in the studio. We ended up having to do so much more. And while we were doing this, I mean, the financial pressure was intense. We were just trying to figure out like leveraging and figuring out like what we're doing. Plus, I was so full-time in ministry. We were traveling at that point, where my ministry is now online. But back then, you know, before we do media and TV and all this kind of stuff, I was traveling like 150 days to 300 days a year. I mean, it was crazy for years, for decades. So we were pretty maxed out. And Sheree, we had two little toddlers at the time. One was almost just out of baby phases. And I remember when we were at the hardest point in this process where we found out one more system was broken, one more thing was not working, and our contractor had a heart attack on the property and had to be taken away. And he died on the operating table, but thank God he came back to life. He's a Christian man, came back to life, but I mean, it was done. He couldn't do contracting anymore for, I don't know if he's ever done contracting anymore. And then our engineer of the project also had a heart attack, and he didn't die, but he had a heart attack on the table. And I remember just my parents are some of our main intercessors, spiritual support. And I remember calling them just going, you guys, this is what's happening. And my dad said, I'm taking your mom to the hospital. Something's wrong. She had a triple heart bypass. She had the same thing. All three had triple heart bypasses, and she died on the operating table, but came back. So we had three people in our lives, the contractor, engineer, my mom. And in the midst of that, we had a number of things happen just in life that were warfare. And it was big warfare for us because it hit everywhere, every quadrant of our life. Something was being affected. I remember just going, God, I know you're here. I know you're bigger than all this, that angels are bigger than demons, that you're bigger than circumstances, and we stand in you. But this is really like our mental health is suffering, like our physical health is suffering, like our family health is suffering, like everything. This is really hard. And that condensed season, that was about a year and a half, but that condensed season of like 2 months when all the worst things were happening, I was just like leaning into God. You know, of course, we prayed, we fasted, we had intercessors over, we had all kinds of stuff. We had all of our friends praying. And ultimately, it was but God. God was going to come through, and the plan of God had to come and supersede what we couldn't even see in the natural. There was no planning we could do to recover this. And I remember at one point, we had this call, and we had this contract come in that was an amazing contract financially for us, right when we had to make one of the hardest decisions we were making, going, we can't go forward with this real estate project. We have to sell it, like abandon it. We're going to have to sell if God doesn't come through. And that day that we made the decision to just give it to God completely, of course it was already his, but give it to God completely and say, God, we're going to do it your way. And your plan is not on the table of our mind yet, but it's on the table of your heart. And we just surrendered on a new level of surrender. That's the day that we got an email about a contract that came through financially. So, you know, so many times the plan looks against you, and the plan that is against you looks perfect. It looks like the perfect strategy of the enemy. It looks like you're in checkmate, but God can flip the script with one word of wisdom. He can bring one little thing of breakthrough. Ours was an email. One thing of breakthrough is just huge. And when this happened in our life, we were so deep in the middle of the projects and so deep in the middle of all of our energy being used. We were in a push season, so we were past 100% energy on every level. And it felt like everything that could go wrong did. And within 1 week of after all, you know, the last heart attack, within 1 week, we had a turnaround that took a while before the PTSD left off of us, took a while before the full turnaround happened. But we knew that was the hope that something was happening. You know, a miracle, of course, the lives came back, the contractor, my mom came back. But even, you know, beyond the life miracle, we saw our whole life change. And it felt like we were under a spiritual siege. But then God brought divine order to the real estate project. He gave us wisdom to build and boundaries for our family. And what felt like chaos became a faith milestone. I mean, it became a milestone where we were like, God, in the midst of one of the craziest seasons of our life, you were huge. You were big. And all we had to do is depend, trust, and rest in you. And God doesn't just fix problems, right? He doesn't just come in and go, okay, the enemy's gone. He actually upgrades everything. And I think Romans 8:28, which I quote all the time, because God works all things for the good of those who love him. So I'm always looking for like, God, this is hard right now, but how are we going to work it for our good? And it's always been a payoff. That's the thing, is that there's a reward in everything we walk in faith in. Even on this side of eternity, there's some level of reward where God just does something that's so beautiful, whether it's more of Jesus, whether it's understanding his beautiful nature more, whether it's something that's natural. But when you walk through a season of intensity or hardship, there's always a reward, when you're a Christian. You don't have that. If you're not a Christian, you don't have that guarantee. Like, you'll just go through hard things. You're like, well, I'm glad I got through that. But you'll hear Christians saying like, I can't believe what God brought me through. And this is what God did. You don't hear people who aren't Christians say that. They're like, we had so much good happen. We had the hardest season of our life, but then the best things happened after that. You don't hear other people say that. And if they do, they don't relate the hard season as part of what built the faith or the capacity for what God was going to do. And I believe some of you, of course, are right in the middle of your own story like that. You're in the middle of your own war, and the enemy's throwing everything he can at your life. But the Spirit of wisdom is about to reveal something, and he's going to reveal what to do next, maybe in your job, how to heal your relationships, or how to get a breakthrough there, or when to speak and what to speak and maybe when to wait and what not to speak, where to invest your heart and your time and your resources, how to win the battle. Maybe there's a legal battle, a financial battle. You know, God's not giving out band-aids. He's giving out blueprints. And that's really important for you to hear. He's not just going to give you something that patches something. He wants to bring a restoration. One of the things that we have in Jesus, of course, we know is a new life, a new birth. We become a new man, a new woman. And God wants you to really like activate that in your life. It's not just that salvation. It's like there's seasons of renewal in our life where we renew ourselves in the Bible, or we come into the Bible and we get created into being a new human being because of Jesus. So if you're younger, God wants to build your future on his strategy and not survival. And if you're older, he's not done using your wisdom or giving you wisdom, and he's going to crown your years with clarity and power. You're not done yet. And the spirit of this age is loud, but guess what? The spirit of God and the spirit of wisdom is louder than this age. And some of you are going to experience that in this season. This is going to be a season of wisdom, a season of clarity, a season of breakthrough. And James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives it generously. I mean, that's profound. Some of you need to say, hashtag my turn. This message is for me. I've been in the battle for a long time. I thought this battle would be won a year ago, 2 years ago. I'm still in the battle. But guess what? You were not made to live at war. You were made to live and rest. And this season is a season. It will end. And some of you are going to get that wisdom that you needed, or you felt like you were in checkmate. God's going to show you how the enemy's already been put in checkmate at the cross and how you have nothing to fear, even though it's so hard. And I'm not minimizing any of the hardship that you're going through, but God will even use that for the beautification of Jesus in your life and his glory. So let's pray right now, because I think that some of you who are saying hashtag my turn, or you have a friend going through this, you need wisdom even how to pray. So I just want to pray for wisdom. Like it says in James 1, Lord, we ask you for wisdom. Each one of us asks you for wisdom. I ask for wisdom for all those who are watching, God. Some people are watching. This is their word, that they need a word of wisdom. They need your spirit to come and give them wisdom. Where the enemy is so loud right now, they need your wisdom to be louder. Lord, we need that. And the kind of wisdom that cuts through the confusion, the kind of wisdom that does something that no human wisdom can do and no human result can bring. And for every generation watching, Lord, bring direction and strategy and peace. Let your spirit of wisdom challenge every lie of this age and awaken us to your divine plan. God, I pray you bring prophetic wisdom, that we would hear you, see you, know you, and experience you in a way that would bring us above the circumstances, that would bring your help beside the circumstances, and would cut off the work of the enemy in our lives, in the lives of our family, lives of our finances, lives of our friendships, the lives of our businesses or churches or whatever else it is. God, I pray you would help us right now. And Lord, we believe that you're going to speak to us. We believe that your word of wisdom is going to come from within. Maybe it's going to come like an intuition, or maybe it's going to come like discernment, or maybe you're going to speak to us. But I pray, God, that you would set us apart. And where sometimes when there's warfare, we give ourselves over to like maybe familiar patterns, and some of those are destructive, or maybe there's even sinful patterns that we fall back into. I pray you would help us to overcome what you've already overcome in our life again, that you'd help us to say no to the door, say no to the lusts of the flesh or the patterns of this world. God, help us to say no and help us to keep our hearts wide open, even in the hardship, where we don't rely on the comforts of this world, but we rely on the comfort of you, Jesus. And I just speak over you, you're going to make it all the way through. You're going to make it through. He authored something in you. He's going to finish it in you. You're going to make it all the way through. So believe. Just say, God, I believe that you're going to bring me through this warfare, that you are the captain of the host, that you're the Lord of the armies of heaven, that there's more armies of heaven than there is enemies of the earth or human beings. And so, God, you're going to bring me all the way through. And I know some of you need to declare that and look for that. And some of you need to declare the wisdom is coming. Like today, God, give us wisdom. Today, Lord, let there be a turning of the tide, so we have more strategy than the enemy has opposition. And so, Lord, thank you for the Bible stories that we get to read about this. And Lord, they were just outnumbered, outmanned, outplanned, and then you still came through supernaturally. And we ask for that again in Jesus' name. You know, I have this like funny sense that there's going to be some more biblical archaeology kind of discoveries over the next, 12 months. That's going to help confirm that everything we believe in the word, it's going to confirm to the greater world that these things are true. And there's going to be some of the Israelites kind of battles and places. We're going to see more confirmation that's going to be tested in a scientific way. And some of that's going to help confirm to you too, that these places of warfare you're going through right now, that there's already battles that God won with people who had a lot, maybe more on the line than you did. And it's going to help confirm to you as these archaeological things are discovered or proven, or as science proves the Bible even more. Some of you are going to say that this is that, like that God's giving me faith now to believe for his breakthrough and for his suddenlies in my life. So I'm going to encourage you to look for those as they're coming. You know, sometimes we look for things on that the world reminds us of, or the alien conspiracies, or the, and I'm not saying that those are all wrong, or the Illuminati, or like the, we'll look for the masonry and all the different things that we go down the rabbit trails. But let's go down the rabbit trails of seeing God proven throughout history and time and science, and go down the rabbit holes of the word. And I think it's going to really, it's going to change the way you perceive your own reality around you. It's going to renew your mind. So thank you guys so much for joining me on Exploring the Prophetic. You can get more of this each week by subscribing, hitting notifications, and you can also support our ministry if you want to sow into the word that your warfare is ending, that God's giving you a spirit of wisdom and strategy. I want to encourage you to sow into the Bulls Ministries. We're a worthy place to sow into. Each and every dollar goes as soldiers to reach more people and to do the work of the kingdom. So I want to encourage you guys to be part of our partnership program by going to bullsministries.com and then /give. Or just click on the give. And if you're part of our partnership program, we get to give back to you each month. We have partner meetings that are partner only meetings where we pray for you. We spend time updating what God's showing us, and then we pray for you. There's also product that we give you. You get discounts on all of our mentoring community classes. There's so much that we like to do to give back to you. And we like to, we just pray for our partners in such a real way. So come join us in our partnership. And other than that, we'll see you next time. Stay discerning, stay focused on what God's doing. And don't just look at what the enemy's doing. Don't just look at the war, but look at what God's doing, because he's doing way more than anyone else. See you next time. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.